The next prayer is offering salutation and praise to Padmasambhava, who is also known as the second Buddha. When we recite these verses, we are actively making connection with Padmasambhava. We are drawing close to him and inviting him to come near to us. Our prayers are not expressing a vague hope that he will respond, but are the tried and tested method of activating his vow that he will never abandon those who call on him. In our beginner's way, we take the Bodhisattva vow and promise that in this and in all our future lives we will help all beings. But we get tired, distracted, forgetful, and regress into our habitual self-focusing. Padmasambhava is free of such unreliability. His is the Vajra word, the unchanging, full-strength bond with all those who turn towards him. We forget him, he does not forget us. We say these words to remind ourselves of his enduring presence and availability. The words are profound, pointing to his three enlightened modes, which are our own potential. Prayer. Offering salutation and praise. Hung. Free of artifice and all relative positions is the Dharmakaya Guru. The Lord of Dharma, enjoying great happiness, is the Sambhogakaya Guru. Born from a lotus stem is the Nimanakaya Guru. I salute and praise Vajradhara, embodying these three modes. Prayer. Wonderful. In the sphere of space, free of entities and all relative positions, is the actuality of phenomena, the uncontrived state that is free of the stopping and starting of the three times. It is the intrinsically complete body of great happiness, free of activity, with kindness, impartial as space. We pray to the Dharmakaya Guru. We pray to Padmasambhava from Urgyen. In the realm of effortlessly arising great happiness, is the body, speech, mind, good qualities, and compassionate activity of the happily gone, possessing the five original knowings and showing diverse specific aspects of kindness. We pray to the Sambhogakaya Guru. We pray to Padmasambhava from Urgyen. In the pure realms of numberless worlds, they manifest with great kindness in order to benefit beings, helping them with whatever method is required. Those of the past, the future, and the present. To all the Nimanakaya Gurus we pray. We pray to Padmasambhava from Urgyen. This comes from the book Lotus Source, by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes will be found within the book. Read by Wendy on the anniversary of the death of C.R. Lama, June 14, 2023.